You're listening to Your Best Life, powered by Mercy One. Join us as we have a fun conversation with certified experts and physicians about health topics for you and your family. It's Your Best Life, our one purpose.
Today we're talking COVID vaccine vaccination, now the final age group in the U.S. Children as young as 6 months finally have a vaccine available to protect them. Joining us is Mercy One pediatrician Dr. Mustafa Eldada, who cares for these young asylums, to share information on what this means. And Dr. Eldada, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Young children under the age of 5 is a large part of the U.S. population that was unprotected until now. What does having a vaccine and access to it mean in terms of impact on the virus and the health of the children?
It's a very good point. You know, since the infection or the epidemic started, as you would know, it affected all ages. And luckily, we were able to get some vaccine. And the vaccine, as you everybody knows, it started with the adults, then the age dropped down to the teenagers. And now, luckily, we have vaccine to cover this young age population. And people may think like younger children may have a smaller population. But if you think about it, in the United States, there are millions of children less than 5 years of age. So going down to 6 months, definitely it will cover a large section of our population, a young age that's vulnerable to infections. Some individuals may think the infection may affect mostly older children or adults with causing complications. But if you think about it, even younger children can be affected. So definitely we're excited about the vaccine to cover this young age population, 6 months through 5 years.
Now, what vaccines are currently available? And how do parents who, in the case of a six-month-old on up, have a role in getting children vaccinated? How do they get their child vaccinated once they locate a vaccine?
There are two vaccines currently approved for children 6 months through 5 years of age. Those are two products. One is Moderna product. The other one is Pfizer. The difference between the two, Pfizer vaccine needs 3 doses, and the Moderna vaccine needs 2 doses. The vaccine will be provided, as everybody knows, from the Department of Public Health to our clinic systems and to the pharmacies. So parents may inquire through their primary care clinic about the vaccine availability, or they can ask about it even in pharmacies. Luckily, we are already getting many calls from parents about the vaccine. Some of them already been asking for months since they heard about the vaccine will be coming soon. Any patient or any family of a child, they can call their primary care clinic and they will receive some guidance about where to get the vaccine.
Since we've been living with COVID in Iowa since the first cases in 2020, there's been a lot that has happened as far as developments and knowledge and thoughts on the need for a vaccine. And one thing that has been kind of a common thread has been that kids don't seem to get as sick from COVID as adults. So why do we really need to get them vaccinated? Is that correct?
I would say it's not like kids don't get sick. But when you compare children to adults, adults oftentimes may have other comorbidities, and that sometimes make them get sicker when they get infections. Children also get the infection. Some of them luckily may get mild symptoms, but some of them may get more severe symptoms. So if you think about the vaccination concept in general, it's to prevent infection and most importantly, prevent severe infections or complications and hospitalization and eventually even death. So when we think about the concept of the vaccine to this younger age, Well, it's not necessarily just to prevent the infection, but more importantly, the significant complications and hospitalizations and death. And that's why we're excited about the vaccine down to this age.
And indeed, not in the same number, but COVID is a serious illness, and children have passed because of COVID-19.
That's very true. And as everybody knows, the infection is not very predictable. Individuals may get the infection. Some of them may recover without any issues at home with simple symptomatic treatment. But unfortunately, many individuals ended up being in hospital settings and intensive care units, whether young children or adults, with significant complications.
Okay. Now, parents, because they love their children and want to do what's best for them, they like to know sometimes what you would do as a pediatrician. Is this a vaccine that you're comfortable with giving to your kids or grandkids?
I would say definitely to assure the public about the vaccine product. All vaccines are produced in the United States. They go through extensive research and studies. There is science involved with it. There is ethics involved with it. So the vaccines are produced in a very, I would say, scientific way to assure the public about the effectiveness of the vaccine and also the safety of the vaccine. So the vaccine should be safe. And as you noticed, and or we mentioned earlier, the vaccine started with adults. And when the vaccine was studied more for younger children, the scientists had to pick the right dosage to produce effectiveness and good immune response, and also to make sure it is safe. So you notice like those vaccines, dosages for younger children, it's smaller than the dosages given to adults. But it should be safe. And I would say I am vaccinated, my children are vaccinated, and we definitely recommend that to our children who come to our clinics.
What do you think is, if you had to say one or two reasons that a child should be vaccinated and getting the vaccine should seriously be considered, what would those one or two reasons be?
I would say it's to protect the child and to protect the household members or the family members around the child. Or if the child goes to daycare or school. And as you would know, we live in bigger society and children get exposed to adults and adults get exposed to children. So immunizing children will protect them and protect the people around them, especially if you have like grandparents or some other adults who have chronic medical conditions around the children. At least we can prevent the infection and the spread of the infection in our communities.
Now, the vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, those are the same names as the adult vaccines. So what is really different again about the amount that children get? And I'm imagining that it's less than an adult dose. And what allows that to happen, that they don't need quite as much?
Sure. If you take into consideration of the size of the child, younger children less than 5, definitely their size is smaller than 5 to 11 or 12 and older. So when the scientists work on production of a vaccine, they try to make sure they use the smallest amount to induce reasonable immune response and at the same time to be safe. So when you compare the amount of micrograms you give to younger children, it's way smaller than the micrograms of the vaccine given to adults or older children. And this way you know, I think this should assure the public about the safety of the vaccine, that they are not going to receive the same amount as an adult. Since many parents raise that question, like, why would I give my child, a small child, the same vaccine that I receive as an adult? So we try to explain to them about the science behind the production of vaccine.
Okay. And so if a parent has a question like that about like why the same vaccine and is that good for them, those are questions that you're prepared to answer and share freely.
Absolutely. And all the clinicians in general, they update their knowledge about the current COVID epidemic. And also they update themselves about the availability of the vaccine. So we always encourage parents of children to ask questions. We want to make sure that they go home and all their questions are answered and they feel safe about the vaccination process. Also, we encourage them if they need to get more information. There are some information from the American Academy of Pediatrics or the American Academy of Family Medicine. Those are, clinical medical societies that advocate for patients and for clinicians at the same time. So we try to reassure our families about answering their questions through looking at the American Academy of website, for example.
Okay, great advice. And folks are very active when it comes to searching for information in American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC are both solid places to go, in your opinion, as a provider to get the correct information.
Correct.
Okay, very good. One question some parents might have is, what took so long for us to get to this point right now? Was it primarily safety or just what took so long?
I would say it is, like as probably we mentioned earlier, vaccine production is a very detailed process. And in order to get a safe vaccine and effective, it may take some time to produce it. And that's why you notice like it took literally about 2 years to produce vaccine for this very young age, down to 6 months.
Okay. And in terms of just vaccines in general, because of already having some research performed, that kind of gave a jump start and brought the adult vaccines along faster. But in both cases, there was no rushing to come up with the vaccine, and maybe a little extra care here with the young children to make sure that when they receive it, that it is indeed safe. And millions of shots have been given for COVID.
That's very true. And I think this should assure the public that the vaccine should be safe. Should provide some immune response against the infection. And even if the infection would happen, hopefully the young child will have no significant complication or hospitalization or even death because of the infection. And that's our goal from the vaccination.
Okay. Now, as they were waiting for the vaccine, one topic that was also hot was, what about the side effects of a young child? They get this super-duper vaccine. What are the side effects that a child would experience after being vaccinated?
COVID-19 vaccination, like any vaccination, you may expect some local side effects like injection site redness or swelling or pain. You may expect some fever or malaise or decrease in appetite in young children within the first day or two after the vaccination. Luckily, most of those simple side effects are self-limiting. And they go away on their own. The child may need simple symptomatic treatment like acetaminophen for fever or pain, fluids to keep the child well hydrated. And most of the children, they recover from those simple side effects within a short time. Occasionally, parents may call us and tell us, like, hey, I see some swelling. The swelling looks more than usual to me compared to other vaccines. We just encourage them to bring the child to the clinic to be checked if they have any concern, or at least to call their primary care clinic to say, hey, my child received the vaccine and this is what I see in my child. Can you help me with that? Most of the time, we guide families about what to do next.
Okay. And so communication is key here. And it's a partnership between the physician and the family in making sure everything comes out well.
That's very true. We always work with our families in a very clear and transparent way. Like, this is the vaccine we're going to use. We give them directions about what to expect when it comes to side effects. And we always leave the door open for them to call us back within the next few days if they have any question or concern about any potential side effect.
Well, parents have been excited about the vaccine coming. And now that it's here, you reader hear about some folks having a kind of a wait and see attitude before they take and get their child vaccinated. Is waiting a good idea?
I would say the time is very important here, because any day the child is not vaccinated, there is risk of getting infection. So the sooner the better. The wait and see approach, I would say, may not necessarily be very useful, because the vaccine already been studied. And if we all get the vaccine as soon as possible, hopefully this way we can slow down the spread of the infection in our communities. And hopefully this way we can tackle the COVID vaccine, the COVID epidemic. And hopefully we will put an end to this epidemic as soon as possible if we get more people vaccinated.
Okay. And so, we've been fortunate to this point that it hasn't been a huge problem for children in this age group. And now that it's here, what I'm hearing is take advantage of it if your child is eligible.
Yeah, we encourage families, please do it as soon as possible. Now it is summertime. Families may go and travel. They want to visit their other family members elsewhere, or they may go on vacations for just fun and recreation. But also keep in mind, the schools will start again sometime in August. So the earlier we get the vaccine, hopefully we can protect ourselves in a better way, I would say.
Is it ever too late for a child in this age group, or as far as that goes, anyone, to get a COVID vaccine?
I would say it's never too late. For whatever reason, if the child wasn't vaccinated before, maybe it's time to get vaccinated now. And those who are younger than 5 years, they didn't have that opportunity before, now it is the time for them to get it. So people need to do it as soon as they can. And as you would know, those primary series always start with one injection and needs another one. So it's smarter to get it as soon as possible, since it takes multiple weeks before we get enough immune response, I would say.
Okay. And now children, especially in that age group, the 6 month end of things, tend to get a lot of vaccinations. Can other vaccinations be received in addition to the COVID, or do they have to kind of wait and hop around a bit in getting all of their shots?
Yes, the COVID-19 vaccine can be administered at the same time with other vaccines. And I remind myself, when the vaccine first came to adults, initially it was mentioned like we have to use it separately from other vaccines. But with time, I think we got enough knowledge or experience with it that it did not interfere with other vaccine. So yes, for children can have the COVID-19 vaccine with their other vaccination. And sometimes I would say, if the parents feel better to do it separately, they can still do it separately to assure them that there will be no safety or significant side effect issue.
Okay. And if there's a reason not to do so much at once, again, that's something that you and the parent discuss and then make the best decision for the child and them.
Absolutely. We work with any parent by setting a plan, and we try to understand their points also. The goal is just to achieve the vaccination as soon as possible. But we try to always accommodate parents' request or answer their concerns to make sure we do the vaccine in a proper way and to assure them that the child will be fine.
Okay. Now, another thing that might have parents asking additional questions is that there have been some effects that have occurred when a COVID vaccine has been received by adults and children, with say some heart concerns. Those have existed, but they're extremely rare, correct?
Sure. Though there were some reported cases of condition called myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart muscle, or pericarditis, which is the tissue around the heart muscle. There were a few cases compared to the millions of doses provided. One thing I remind myself, with vaccination, there is a very big and clear transparency. Whenever vaccine is provided, any reported I would say medical situation after providing vaccine, whether it's related to the vaccine or not, it's reported. So there is a reporting system in the United States. And this way we can track any potential side effects or any potential medical conditions that could happen. But to assure our families, like the number of cases is so minimal compared to the millions of doses provided, that is considered not statistically significant to worry about. And even if that condition happens, the treatment in general is symptomatic. Some children may be observed in the hospital, and luckily they recover. But I understand families may have some concerns about it, especially when they go online and they read about some information. But again, if you search the subject, let's say, on credible sites like the Center for Disease Control or the American Academy of Pediatrics or Family Medicine, they will tell you exactly about the number of cases and how it is minimal compared to the millions of doses provided so far.
Okay. And so it's good that parents are asking questions, whatever those questions are. And then from there, you're able to provide what information is available to, again, make the best choice for their child.
Absolutely. And I always, like, this is the approach I use. And I know many of my colleagues, they use similar approach by telling the families upfront what we know about the infection, what we know about the vaccine and the potential side effects that the child may encounter. And we have, I would say, very clear, simple discussion about the benefit of the vaccine. And we try to answer their questions before providing the vaccine to make sure they go home and they are happy and satisfied with the process.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Aldana, and sharing some great information on the COVID-19 vaccines that are available for young children. If you still have questions, talk with your child's Mercy One pediatrician or family practice physician for more information. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.